Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. We discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Dr. Bill's in the house. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to develop a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future. 800-306-1990. And, of course, we are celebrating today. Now, I've got to throw this one in. Otherwise, well, I don't get to go home today. So it is National Spouses Day. So, you know, I'm going to throw that one right out there. Save my own hide just a little bit. But beyond that, obviously, having beaten anorexia, we will also be celebrating National Peanut Brittle Day. I like the peanut brittle. Just a thought right there. No, I like the bride, too, so don't go. Doc, I knew you were heading there, Doctor. So you were going to get me in trouble.
Oh, Mindy's listening.
Mindy never listens to me. I'm married. Oh, I could get myself even more trouble. Watching the markets right now, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 31 points. 20,099 is where we're sitting right now. Amazing how we've been watching. Now, here's the issue that we're looking at right now, because we are in the midst of earnings season. Well, for a while there, it was, you know, kind of a hope and change thing from the time of the election until the inauguration. We just kind of looked at it and said, I hope that the president-elect does everything that he said he was going to do. Now that he's president, it looks like he's actually doing the things that he said. We're seeing a lot of optimism in the market. We're seeing earnings coming in better than expected. For some unknown reason, oil, that is up right now, $1.18 a barrel. Why would oil be up $1.18 a barrel when we just heard about the two pipelines that are going to be built? Amazing there. But the national average of gasoline, $2.29.3, down ever so slightly from yesterday. And in the state of confusion, we're still paying $2.79.3, second highest state in the country. Not fun. But that's the way it is. We like to tax ourselves as much as possible right here in California. That's just our methodology. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.532 is the yield right now, up again a little bit. And I did note this morning the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey came out. 4.19 is the average of a 30-year fixed-rate loan, paying 0.4 points to get it. Last year at this time, 3.79 was the Fred Mac Mortgage Market Survey. The market is not really caring too much about the fact that interest rates are going up. And I figured this morning would probably be a good time to share what are the effects of interest rates on the market, the real estate market. Think about this one. Now, we have had four times in the course of our history, according to Calculated Risk, they do a great job of getting us some really good information, but four times in the course of our history, since they've been recording these numbers, we've seen dramatic mortgage interest rate increases. They define dramatic interest rate increases as over 1%. Doesn't it seem logical that when interest rates take a big jump, that housing should slow down and housing price appreciation should slow down? That would be the logical thought until you dig in a little bit deeper. Then you realize, well, no, not quite. That's not the way it works. So in May of 1983, mortgage rates, are you ready for this? Mortgage rates were 12.63%. July of 1984, they had gone up to 14.6%. 7%. Yeah, so what happened to the housing prices during that same period? You see, the interest rates went up 2 points. Well, housing prices in that same time period were up 6.6%. 6.6%.
Surprise.
1987, March 1987. Now, remember, I just shared with you that our Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey, 4.19%. But in March 1987, interest rates were at 9.04%. In October of 1987, 11.26%.
Damn!
But what happened to the housing prices? Up 5.2% in the same time period.
More money.
Yeah, think about these concepts. So far we've talked about two times when interest rates were up 2%, and in the same period of time, the housing prices were up 6.6% in one of those times and 5.2% the other time. Now, let's move a little closer to where we are now. October 1993, interest rates 6.83%. December of 94, about a year and 2 months later, 14 months later, 9.2%. Housing prices were up 1.2%. in the same time period. Now, April 1999, do you remember that time period? That was the dot-com bubble burst area. April 1999, interest rate, 6.2%.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, 6.92. May of 2000, they were back up to 8.52. Okay, so we're looking at another 1.5% increase. What happened to housing prices? Up 10.9%. What do you get the idea here? The idea where interest rates are going up, it does not have a negative effect on home prices. If you're contemplating buying a house, now is still a good time to buy a house. Why do the interest rates, when we have these drastic rise in interest rates, why doesn't it have an effect? We talk about supply and demand all the time. We talk about the idea that as prices go up, sales should drop. So why does that hold true when we're talking about these drastic increases in interest rates? Now, I'm going to look right here. We were at a year ago, well, figure we were at 3.79% a year ago, and we're at 4.19 right now. I know we got down to about 3.37, so we're in that same range right now. We're about a point and a half from the bottom. Are property values going up this time as well? Well, yes, we've seen that as well. We've seen where property prices, property values have been going up drastically in the recent months, according to our friends over at CoreLogic and HSH, right? I mean, we know that year-over-year prices in the United States, 6.7%, according to the most recent numbers from CoreLogic, 5.5% right here in the state of confusion. So it's going all over, following the exact same patterns. But I still haven't got to the point of why it happens. But what causes interest rates to go up? Well, it's a good economy. You see, we've seen the Federal Reserve in 2015 said they were going to raise interest rates four times. Did they? No, they didn't do that. You wouldn't expect them to do what they said, would you?
You're absolutely useless.
They raised them once in 2016, once. They said they're going to raise them three times this year. Will they do that? Maybe. But if they do that, the only reason that they would be doing that is because the economy is growing. People are employed. We don't look at that U3 number. That's the bogus one nowadays, unemployment number. We look at U6, same Bureau of Labor Statistics, but it just talks about the people that are still unemployed but not on unemployment and the ones that have not given up looking for work. That talks about U6. Is unemployed or underemployed, and that's up in the high 9% range. As those people start going back to work, guess what they start doing? Spending money. Because the $15 an hour, you can't live on that one, and you can't live on $10 an hour. But if they start getting good, high-paying manufacturing jobs, then we start seeing where the economy starts working again, and instead of a 2% GDP, we might get a 3 or 4% GDP. Wow, so people have more money. They can go and buy new houses. When they buy new houses, that increases the demand on new houses. When the demand increases, if supply does not increase, well, prices go up. You got it? That's why we continue to see in a market when interest rates are going up, prices also go up because interest rates only go up drastically when we're seeing a good economy. Now, the median selling tenure in homes since 1985, well, in 85, we kept our homes for 5 years. We have our house 5 years, sell it, go buy a bigger one, buy a smaller one, buy something different, go to a different state. 87, 88, 89, all the way through 1997, it was 6 years. Then it jumped to 7 years one time, and then it was back to 6 years all the way until 2008. Starting in 2008, people couldn't get mortgages. They didn't think they had equity in their properties. So they stopped their houses. They stopped moving. And we built up to a 10-year tenure on keeping our homes. Now, let me just ask a very, very simple question. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to get into the medical side of this. In 2008, did people stop aging? Did they stop having babies? Did they stop needing bigger houses or smaller houses? All of those issues, this didn't stop in 2008. So we've got pent-up demand. That's why we're only seeing a 3.9-month properties, 3.9-month supply of properties on the market right now. That's the exact reason. I'm going to chat more about this in depth, but don't get scared of buying a house just because interest rates are going up. It might be the best time, might be your best last opportunity when you start seeing. Remember the numbers I told you of what interest rates were in July 1984? 14.67 as compared to today at 4.19. Just a thought, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, thinking of selling, well, did I make a good case for why now's the time? Ways to promote your home for spring buying. How many allowances should you claim on your taxes? And we never know what the subject matter will be when Dr. Bill's in the house. So we're going to figure that one out as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990. so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trust. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, 79564. Actually, it's even easier. Text NEST. That way we can get on a home search and start finding out what properties are in your neighborhood. There's no advertising on that as well. You can do it right from your phone. It's really quite simple if you text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Got a lot of people all over the state now going on there and starting their home search right there. Got some great partners with us that are helping clients all over. Listeners, get new homes, start searching for new homes, getting on that game plan that we spoke about yesterday. Thinking of selling your real estate, and find out what the properties in the neighborhood are going for there as well. And if you just let me know, I can actually, if you tell me what your address is, I can convert that or flip a switch on that NEST product where it'll, every time there's a home in your neighborhood that sells, it'll send you an update with what that property sold for. If you're a nosy neighbor like so many people, that's a great, great little gadget there. Common knowledge, large number of homes sell during the spring buying season. For that reason, many homeowners hold off and put their homes on the market until then. The question is whether or not that is a good strategy. I'm going to share with you. Now, we know that that's the hottest selling season. April, May, June is the biggest spike in sales. And the biggest number actually is in May. But let's think about that. What we just talked about in the last segment, supply and demand. Right now, there's very, very little supply. People want to move in the later months. If there's little supply, don't you think that means that now is probably the best time for you to be looking at selling if that is part of your plans for the future? Just a thought for you. If you want some numbers, just posted a nice little graphic on our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio, and you can see the exact numbers right there. Again, that's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 7954. Get on that home search. And then once you do that, we'll connect you with a real estate professional in your area to help you get your next home, your new home. We always have a lot of fun when we get to chat with Dr. Bill Janoschak in the house. So what are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
Stress.
Stress is always a good subject. Right? That's my favorite thing.
Stress, you're talking about stress.
Creating it.
And I understand you're very good at that, too.
It takes practice, but that's what we do.
You know, right now would probably be a good time to talk about stress just because we had this election and it was fairly even, right? I mean, the president had a landslide victory in the Electoral College, which is what the race was. And the popular vote went to Mrs. Clinton. Obviously, if we take California out, then the president would have won that as well. But we're not really in the political side of this right now. The concept I want to get to is there's a lot of people that are very worried, nervous about the new president.
Yeah, there is. Now, one thing we got to premise is that you know, everybody thinks of stress as an emotional stress. And stress is in itself can be physical, chemical, or emotional. And that's kind of how I built my practice. And that's kind of the reason why we get the results that we do is because we address all three of those. So with the elections and Clinton, Trump, the world, Hillary, the world, everything else, that's very emotional because it's getting into people's core fears, like you were saying. Whenever there's a, you know, let's face it, little really happens when we change things. It's all made up in our minds mostly.
Sure.
And
it takes a long time, even that which does change, takes a real long time.
Yeah, and it's you know, these people are screaming from the mountaintop. I had to get off social media for a little while or cut down and just go back to taking pictures of my food and throwing cats around and stuff again. Oh, my gosh, people were getting stressed out because their aunts and their cousins and their best friends, one's with her and one's a deplorable and, you know, and it's creating all this angst, and it creates stress. So these people are walking around in, you know, clinical time, we call it sympathetic. And it doesn't mean that they're feeling for you. It's the sympathetic response is the fight or flight. So people are walking around in this fight or flight. And whenever we walk around consistently in that state, that physiological state, we start to break down. And that's where colds and flus and neck pain and back pain and stomach issues and constipation and diarrhea and hormonal issues and neurotransmitter issues come up. And then we start taking pills for this to get rid of that symptom. It creates more stress. And that's kind of, we weren't good going as a population going into the election, but this last couple of years has just, oh my gosh, Ron, it's just not good.
Yeah, it's really kind of crazy. So, you know, regardless of which, and one of the things I learned many years ago, stress is not only bad, right? There's good stress as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be excited about the election, and that mm-hmm. can be stressful as well.
Definitely. That's called Euro stress.
Euro stress.
Yeah. And so that means good stress. And that's what I suffer from most. I love what I do. I'm pretty much a positive guy and I go out, but so I fill up my plate. Hey, you want to do that? Yeah, I'll do that. And I look at my schedule and by the end of the week, oh my God, you know, I've put 60, 70 hours into my life. And then it's National Spouses Day and they have to be nice to the spouse and the kids and everything else. But it's all stuff that I love, but it's a constant bombardment. And it doesn't matter what you do, whether you like it or don't like it, you have to have some downtime because you will never regroup. You always have to have the accelerator and you have to have a break.
So what do we do with, you know, if we're stressed about these issues that we have no control over? How do you turn that down or how do you channel that? Or what are some of the non-chemical or medicinal purposes, methods of dealing with that?
You know, I do that because I get people call me from all over, you know, if they hear me speaking or if they see some of my stuff out online. And I'll get calls and people say, well, you know, I'm in Florida or I'm in Two-Dot, Montana or wherever, and I can't come see, what can I do? And I always tell people, when you get that mental thing, ask yourself what it means and ask yourself what it could mean. And ask yourself, what should it mean? If you just mentally ask yourself that, you have to stop and evaluate it. Most of us in a stress response, and this is physiological, purely physiological, it's always a reaction. Because you got to remember that when we were cave people, and Ron, some of us were closer to that than others, but when we were cave people, when we're walking through the jungle and everything like that, and a saber-toothed tiger comes jumping out of the bushes at us, we don't evaluate, said, oh, is that a good saber-toothed tiger? Should I be scared? Should I
right.
pet him?
Was that Tony or was that?
Yeah, yeah. You know, is it everything great or is he going to kill me? No, you immediately respond. You don't think, there's no logical thought and you flee. And that's where fight or flight comes from. And it's always the same thing. But if someone cuts you off on the freeway and that bad guy, he's a mean duty head or whatever you want to do, but you're going to get yourself worked up. If you ask yourself, what's that mean? Well, it means I'm going to be a half a second later than I would have been. Or what could it mean? God, he might really have to go to the bathroom or his wife might be pregnant. What's it? And as soon as you stop and evaluate that, you're no longer reacting. You're using your logical brain and you don't go into that stress response. And everybody's, oh, that sounds easy. But think about, you know, you get a phone call from the IRS or worse, Ron Siegel Radio. And
say, we don't call anybody. So.
Well, you know, you go, oh my gosh, what's this mean? Oh, you know, you're not going to jail, probably. And if you read the letter and you go, okay, well, then there's probably steps to take because, you know, honestly, aren't most government letters and stuff form letters and there's a way to get around that? If you just stop and evaluate what's it mean, what could it mean, what should it mean, you won't go into those jumpy responses and you won't stress yourself out because it's that same thing when you don't evaluate it, that's the same thing that pops in your head at 3 o'clock in the morning and wakes you up out of a deep sleep when you should be resting.
Interesting. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Bill Janoschak. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat a little bit about ways to prepare your home for the spring buying season and how many tax deductions or allowances should you be claiming. We'll talk about all that more. You can reach anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegel.com. Connect us at facebook.com/ronsiegel. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready to get the house, we talked to you in the last segment about NEST, N-E-S-T, text NEST, N-E-S-T to 79564 so you can find your dream home before somebody else finds your dream home. Think about that idea for a minute. Well, where are you going to get it financed? Well, our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, they'll help you with that. They've got the FHA loan, down payment assistance programs, VA loans, USDA loans. A lot of different programs for the first-time home buyers. All those are available. But if you're on the side, if you're thinking about getting your house ready to sell, what are a few things you need to be doing? Number one, clean up your yard. Nobody wants to see the leaves. And we got a bunch of mess from the rains that came by in the last week or so. Clean up your yard. Make landscaping a priority. You might want to get a pressure washer and wash the house, wash the garage door, wash down the sidewalk, paint your house maybe. Clear out the clutter inside. Nobody wants to see all your junk. And I know it's your treasures, but your treasures look like junk to me. Sorry, just calling it like it is. Heck, some of my treasures look like junk to me too. I better not say that on Spouse's Day. Do that deep clean of your house. Make the necessary repairs. Selling a home in the spring can be more challenging than selling in the fall or winter when there are fewer homes for buyers to choose from. If you're hoping to close a deal before the summer arrives, you got to make sure it's move-in ready. That's what people are looking for. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation today with Dr. Bill Janicek, your Belinda Family Chiropractic. He's in the house.
Whoop, whoop.
Welcome.
Yes.
So we're talking a little bit about stress. There's a lot of people. I mean, if I go to my social media pages, it probably will take less than two posts to find somebody that's overly stressed out about the elections. And it's pretty interesting because your last comments there, what it means, what it could mean, and what it could mean.
Yes.
I like that. So what it means is we've got a new president and there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's what it means to you. And you know, the protests in the street, something else to them. But all it is stopping and evaluating what it means to you. And once you do that, you break that pattern of stopping reacting. Yeah, but out of the two, you're correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so what it means, now what it could mean is there's only two things a new election can mean, right? It could mean that things get better,
mm-hmm.
or they get worse.
Yeah.
And we have no control over either one of them for at least 2 years.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting on the, you know, we've seen like the Dow go up and everything, despite the, you know, we see being on the left coast, is we see all the snowflakes and everybody protesting in the streets, and that so that becomes a little more of our reality. If you're down in Ohio, you're in you know, in middle America where people are working, and they're having a great time over there.
Right.
And it all goes back to what they're thinking that it means. And it but it's a state of mind, because nothing's I mean, Trump is doing stuff, but nothing's really happened. We're all anticipating, you know, the people protesting, anticipating the worst.
Sure.
When maybe in reality, they're going to be the biggest beneficiaries of an increased economy.
Absolutely. Well,
if they never stop to think about that, because they're thinking about their micro world, about what they think.
A lot of people are worried about what that half of 1% has.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, you're worried about we have 330 million people in America. I know there's like 3 million people were in the protests, and there's the ultra wealthy accounts for what, 400 or 500 people.
Yeah.
When you really turn about it, what should it mean? What should be nothing? I mean, who cares about them? Yeah. Right? What it should mean is what does it mean to my family?
Exactly. And I kind of always go back to the world's pretty much a bell curve. So you can have extremes on the left and extremes on the right, but how's it affecting the majority of us? And, I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Now, let's go to the next part of this, though, Dr. Bill, is that a lot of folks, you know, they're looking at it and they're, well, right here in the state of confusion, they're deciding mm-hmm. that they're going to self-medicate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
With Play-Doh and pizza and hot chocolate and therapy dogs and protesting and writing.
But the thing I want to get to is how many, you know, if you're really stressed, what are going to be the benefits and the cause and effect? There's a couple of ways. I mean, we've talked about this before on Ron Siegel Radio when you've been here with us, that one of the solutions for stress is exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Another solution, I mean, we just passed recreational marijuana.
Yeah.
Talk about both of those avenues as well.
So there's the physical solution. So strictly – we'll go back to our caveman days when that saber-toothed tiger jumps out of the bushes and we go, oh my God, we got to run. And we fight or flight. And
right.
we do that with every piece and being of our body to get away from that. And it's probably about 10 seconds till we climb a tree. We go like that. And as soon as you do that, there's a chemical reaction that happens in your body when you rest. So you go from this high energy thing to a rest state where your body resets and goes, oh, I better not go that path again. There's saber-toothed tigers there. And you learn something. And there's actually, when you move, when you exercise, it creates endorphins, but it actually will get off your frontal lobe and it'll block the stress response from happening. And if you think about it, not on National Spouses Day, but any other day, if you get in a heated debate with your loved one and one of you storms off and takes a walk, about halfway down the block, you start to calm down and you start to think clearly and you go, oh, I guess she really was wrong. And but you'll
come. That's a good thing to think when you're halfway down the block.
It's when you're safe. But when you're thinking with your logical brain, but it actually changes your brain chemistry to not be stressed anymore, and it's a cure. Now you're talking about the other side when we're self-medicating. So I'm actually not anti-hemp. Hemp is an awesome plant. It's great for clothes. It's great for it's one of my favorite proteins. The CBD oils seem to be really doing good with that. So when you're going like I'm stressed and you grab, I just got back from Jamaica, so I smelled everything over there. But if you reach for anything outside your body to put it in your body to get rid of stress, you're going down deep down a rabbit hole, because anytime something else will cause, when you give the power to something else, well, I'm really stressed because Trump's president. You know, give me some Maui Waui and I'm going to take some hip. Now I feel better. Well, the next thing is, next time your spouse yells at you, oh my God, I'm really stressed out. I need a drink. And you're going to start reaching for things to make you feel better. And you take all your personal responsibility, all your personal accountability away. Now you can take things that are going to support your stress response. Omega-3 fatty acids, eating healthy or good organic foods, taking your supplements, and that just helps your physiology. It's not, you know, changing the cause and effect that you have. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Everything you said there made total sense to me until you got to the organic foods part. Because I'm not a big fan of the organic foods. We'll talk about, I'm going to chat with Dr. Bill about that during the break. Maybe we'll see what his thoughts are when we come back on that side of it. But so, one of the big issues that you shared and educated me on was the idea that, you know, if we go and exercise or go for that walk that you just talked about, you know, we're giving ourselves an opportunity to rectify the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the drugs or the other influences
are
masking the symptom.
Exactly.
And there's a big difference here. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, there's a huge difference on that because I always go back to the caveman. I'm a big fan of Ron Siegel Radio, so I'm a simple guy too. Let's go back to caveman. What did caveman didn't have anything to make him feel better, but he moved. He would eat, and it's just if you take care of your basics, food, water, sleep, movement, it'll take care of itself, and that's all you have to do. You just stay on your own track, and if you take care of your body, it'll take care of you. And that stress response is a good thing when it's controlled. But when everything stresses us out, we're going to be all over the place.
Makes a lot of sense to me, other than the fact that, you know, the caveman, they didn't have this Facebook and Snap. Whereas, who was the politician recently that said Snapface?
Snapface.
I forgot who it was. One of them that's really not up into the social media world. But I mean, they didn't have that, so that didn't help. They didn't have that the instigator of additional stress. We're going to talk more with Dr. Bill when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about how many tax deductions or allowances you should take. Now is the time to be doing that W-4 form for 2017. You can reach us anytime on our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90, the Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Processing for a Cause. Do you take credit cards in your business? Do you know anybody that takes credit cards in their business? Well, if so, they are paying a credit card processing fee. Now, here's the beauty of Processing for a Cause. They will match or beat your credit card processing fee. If they can't, they're going to give the charity or nonprofit organization of your choice $500. So it's pretty simple. They're going to meet or beat that. I think they missed beating the pricing that Walmart gets. Now, I don't know if you do as much credit card processing as Walmart, but they were able to meet that one. But anybody else, they can meet or beat the pricing, and then 20% of your credit card processing goes to the nonprofit organization of your choice, even after they save you money. Think about that concept. If you want to get in touch with them, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people. Again, Processing for a Cause. How many allowances should you be claiming on your taxes? Right now is the time that you should be looking at your W-4 form. That is the form that tells your employer how many deductions you're going to be taking or withholding for 2017 or until the next time that you change your W-4. So the idea here is the government really does not want to be your bank account. Some people think that they're the bank account, but they really don't want to be. you really shouldn't want them to be your bank account because they're always running a deficit. So I don't know if there's problems there. But here's the issue. You want to get it so that your tax return or your tax rebate is as little as possible. They don't want you to owe them a lot of money either. So when you're talking to your tax preparers, you want to look and say, okay, what should I be doing? The allowances are basically how many dependents do you have? How much, which is the tax planning process that you want to do? Do you want, maybe if you're single, but you have a lot of income and you know that you're not going to get a lot of deductions, maybe you need to boost that, your deduction, your withholding. Some people have that issue. Maybe you realize you've got a lot of loss carry forwards and you should, even though you're single or maybe it's you and your spouse, maybe you want to claim 9 deductions just so that they're not withholding as much. Totally legal. The government just doesn't want you to owe them too much or have too big of a refund. They don't want it going too much either way. So you have to look at your allowances, your itemized deductions, your exemptions from withholding, the carry forwards, and then fill out that W-4 form appropriately. And just remember, here's the idea with that whole concept. I am not giving you tax advice. I'm telling you, these are the questions you need to be asking your tax preparer when you go and meet with them over the next month or two. Get it right the first time so you don't have to come up with a boatload of money, or they're not holding your money. You can put it in with our friend Al Manfrey and get 7 or 8% return on that, safe and secure, and not have to worry about it. That is the Word on Wealth segment again, brought to you by Processing for a Cause. So we've been chatting with Dr. Bill Janoschak this morning about stress. I'm not even, what the heck? I mean, every time Dr. Bill comes in here, where it's a stressful situation.
We do what we can.
So diet, does diet have an effect on stress?
Diet has a huge, I said that stress is physical, chemical, and emotional. And diet is a chemical. And most of the stuff that that we're consuming on our SAD diet, our standard American diet, is actually stressing the body. And it may not be the same stress you feel whenever, like I said, the red twirly lights go in your rearview mirror.
Or it's a different stress.
Or there's not enough month at the end of the money. But it still stresses the body. It starts to stress the organs, and those are micro stresses on it. But those will break down, you know, the bacteria in your body, how your colon works, how hard your heart is pumping. And if you increased every organ system, the stress on it for only 2%, this is a finance thing. It's like compounding interest. So it's compounding your whole body. And from a totally holistic standpoint, when you're not eating the right foods, you're not feeding your brain right. That's not feeding your nervous system right. You are your nervous system. So you tend to be more agitated. And there's foods just like, you know, I'm sure you.
So if I eat properly, I'm not going to get as agitated?
Well, you're still going to agitate as many people, but that's
well,
your choice.
That's my design.
You will tend not to be as agitated because you will be creating the right chemicals in your body to balance that accelerator and that brake.
Interesting. So, you know, I've said this many times, Dr. Bill. Maybe you can help me out with this part of it. I mean, I've read some of these studies, and they talk about a glass of red wine every night is a good thing.
Yeah, and I like to see that you're mega dosing, Ron.
Exactly. Well, you know, I've always gone on this thought process, and maybe I'm all wet. A lot of people say that, but if a glass of wine is good, two must be better, and three is even better than that.
Wow. Yeah, you know that's actually a really good. There's resveratrol is in red wine. And actually, there's studies that show that some alcohol in your blood is actually beneficial for you because of the way it processes in your body. But it's just like anything else, the danger's in the dose. You can have too much exercise. Most people in this country,
I've said that many, many times.
There's two types of people.
Solving that problem.
They don't exercise enough or they exercise too much, and it becomes their addiction. I have patients that – they are so stressed. Remember the Euro stress about being healthy. That's all they think about. And they're always working out. They're working out. And they're always hurt. And they're getting the exact opposite. And I get in trouble a lot, much like you, for the next thing is movement is more important than exercise.
Okay, can you define the difference for us?
Movement is just, think about, let's go back to our cave. Bill and Ron cave people are walking down the floor. If you look at your normal day, your palate, if you think of your the different types of movement, whether you're wiggling your finger, you're turning your head, you're doing backflips, you're stretching, you're doing that. If you think about all the different types of movement you're doing, that's more healthy for you than going to the gym 3 days a week and doing back and buys, chest and tri legs and abs, where you're doing the same movement over and over and over. All those other little micro movements, they atrophy. The best workout that you can get is go play with your kids on the playground. Climb up the rope, slide down the slide, run, jump, squat, boom,
roll over.
There might
be some pretty odd looks if I went to the playground with my kids. I'm not just saying that, Dr. Bill.
Leave your trench coat at home and you'll be fine. You won't be profiled.
Okay.
But health is not, it's not as complicated as we see. Now, disease is complicated in fixing the diseases, but health is pretty simple.
Interesting. So we can go back to, that goes back to your cavemen.
Cavemen.
So they just went out and chased the saber-toothed tiger or whatever.
Yeah, they did that. And, you know, in fact, I think back in the Paleolithic times.
The what?
Paleolithic.
I can't even say that, no less know what the heck that means.
Well, I'm a doctor, Ron. We paid for $5 words.
Jeez.
But every day was Spouse's Day then.
I'm not even going to go there. anything I say right now will definitely get me in trouble. Because this is
Mindy Ron recorded. Loves you.
Okay, so it's, I don't have to, I mean, because I was, a mutual friend of ours was on the broadcast, I think the end of last week. Ali Ferguson was here.
Love Ali.
And we were talking about all this exercise stuff that she's doing. And I don't have to go do that now.
Well, now Ali has bride bod. So I don't think...
I'm certainly not going to have a bride.
Yeah, you're not going to have a bride, but Allie does great work. But that's training and that's working out, and that's awesome too. But people put too much stress on themselves, and they never start moving because they think they have to go spend 3 hours in the gym, and they have to drive there, they have to get in special Lycra underwear that go up over here, and they have to work out here, and they have to sweat. They have so much stuff going on in the back. Just do it. It's like our good friend Bob Deneau always says, you've got to take action on it, something. Small actions will build on other actions. But Allie, you know, Allie's program is awesome, and she gets great results. And you look at her, she's very fit, she's passionate about what she does, and what she does is awesome. But what I'm saying is the first steps is go out and play. And then once you did that, you're going to want to do the other stuff that Allie's doing.
And, kind of funny that you say that, Dr. Bill, because you know, 10 years ago, I was significantly heavier than I am now. And I went to a physical therapist and he said, here's the exercise plan for you. Do you have a hearth at your fireplace? I said, yes. And he said, good. Go stand up and sit down 10 times. Right? There's your exercise plan.
You start with your first step.
Right.
And don't compare yourself to others. Do what you can do. But it's all creating momentum. And the oddest thing, and so I do transformational thing where I change diets and we have a lot of supplements and a lot of adjustments and like that. But it's all about momentum. If you look at, you have to do all this stuff, concentrate on the outcome and start where you can push yourself a little. And believe,
baby steps.
And when you get to those little steps, everything else will become so easy and effortless for you that before you know it, you're walk jogging a 5K, then you're jogging a 5K, then you're breaking your personal best in a 5K, then you're running a 10K, then you want to do a half marathon, then you're going to do, well, I wouldn't, I hate running, but
I could have no problem with a marathon. It's simple for me. It's to take no effort at all. I get in the car, I can drive 26 miles, depending upon traffic, it might take me a half hour, it could take me an hour and a half, but I started, Dr. Bill. I started.
That's all you have to do. Start.
There we go. Great broadcast. Thanks for all that information. If you want more information on dealing with stress, maybe some weight programs, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Dr. Bill Janoschak, a great resource for Ron Siegel Radio. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle of